It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
He is who he is, and he does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page.
Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this.
I would rather play with 10 people rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Jay Bish.
Acknowledge me.
It seems like every single week we've got more stuff to do than we do show. And it's been like that for, God, I don't know, 2 months. This show is no different. So we're going to try and cram a lot into this show and see where that leaves us at the end. Hopefully we'll be able to get to everything. Today we're going to talk about the Glenn Academy has released their football schedule. We'll dive into that. Wayne County did the same thing this past week. The Brunswick High Pirates unveiled their brand new coach. I guess what was considered a meet and greet. I had a chance to talk with him, Byron Slack. I'm going to give my opinions on, you know, what my take was. We also have stuff to talk about, the national championship game, NFL playoffs. I mean, it's just nuts. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Hill System, Golden Isles Collision, Jessup Furniture Outlet, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. I guess where I want to start this week is, I'm a high school football guy. If you've been listening to the show, that's no secret to you. So I think I want to start in the high school football realm. And let's break down the Glenn Academy Red Terror 2026 football schedule. So we'll run through the schedule, and then I'll kind of dissect some of these games and the way things look like, or at least how I think they will play out in 2026 for the Red Terrors. Glenn is going to open at home. Well, they're going to scrimmage first. They're going to scrimmage at home against the Pierce County Bears. Glenn County Stadium, I think that's a really – the scrimmage game and then the first part of Glenn's schedule is pretty brutal. Rocky Hidalgo, the Glenn Academy head coach, obviously values, or at least going into this season, he's going to value – those tougher games, maybe trying to get his team battle tested for playoff time. If we're being honest, right, the Glenn Academy Red Terror region is pretty soft. Probably Brunswick is they've been at the top of that region for close to a decade, and then after that, it's kind of been everybody else. Glenn has had some good teams, but nothing great in that span. So I guess Rocky Hidalgo thinks that he's got a playoff team, which, I mean, every year he has it, Glenn. Give the man his due. Since he took that job, Glenn Academy has not missed the playoffs since he's been there. That's been since 2014. So do the math, whatever that is. But he's made the playoffs every single year. And, you know, he had early on in his tenure there, he had a couple three deep runs into the playoffs. So they're gonna scrimmage Pierce County at Glenn County Stadium. And, you know, Pierce is a lower classification for sure. But, you know, man for man, Pierce is a perennial power. Glenn is kind of middle of the road, if we're being honest, and their region, what I was saying about their region, is the region is not all that tough that Glenn plays in. So there aren't a lot of tough games in the region, in region play for Glenn. So they're going to open at home, and they're going to open against Calvary Day. That is, again, perennial power in the private classification. So, man for man, very talented football team. And that game's going to be on a Thursday night, by the way. I'm not sure why they're opening on a Thursday night, but they're going to. And then the following Friday, they will hit the road, trek 30 miles south to play the Camden County Wildcats at Chris Gilman Stadium in Kingsland. And then game three of the schedule, and all of these, by the way, are back to back to back. So game three of the schedule, Glenn returns back to Glenn County Stadium, and they will host the Savannah Christian Red Raiders. Another really tough game. And Savannah Christian, you know, is really good as well in their classification. Glenn will then take a breather. They'll take a bye week on September the 11th, and then they will return back to Glenn County Stadium to take on Bradwell. That's a region game. And then they will head up to Augusta to play Lakeside Evans. And then they will come back to Glenn County Stadium to take on the Effingham Rebels. They'll get a second bye week on October the 9th. And then they will get ready to play on October the 16th the city championship game against the Brunswick High Pirates, also a region game. All of these are region games. Bradwell, Lakeside Evans, Effingham, Brunswick. They will then head back to Augusta, their second trip to Augusta to play Greenbrier, region game. They will then make the trip, short trip, up to Guyton to play South Effingham, and then they will finish at home against Grovetown. Their region games, Bradwell, Lakeside Evans, Effingham, Brunswick, Greenbrier, South Effingham, and Grovetown. That's their region game. So you get my drift about it's not terribly hard in that region. I am seeing, so best case for Glenn. Best case for the Red Terriers, I think they potentially could finish 8-2. I think there's a chance at an 8-2 season here for Glenn. Some things have to go right. I'll get into that in a minute. Worst case scenario for Glenn, I think they're 5-5. Worst case, 5-5. And I'm going to pick them. I'm going to pick them to go 6-4. I'm going to pick them to go 6-4. And even with a 6-4 record, I think that they're going to finish second in the region. So 6-4 and a number two seed. Well, I take that back. We're no longer doing the 1-4, right? We're now doing, moving forward in the GHSA, we are now doing power rankings. So throw that two seed right out the window. 6-4. Will that be, now you're, you know, it's a whole different ballgame. 6-4. Is that good enough with this schedule to get Glenn to the playoffs? I'm going to say no at 6-4, and I'll tell you why. We'll run this down. Maybe. If they get in, it's a lower seed. It's like in the 20s if they get in. So game one, I've got them losing to Calvary Day, 0-1 at home. Then game two, they trek down and play Camden under the new head coach down there, Tucker Pruitt. 0-2. And then game three against Savannah Christian, 0-3. So I've got the Red Terriers starting 0-3 in their non-region, in the non-region portion of their schedule. Then, you know, they get Bradwell, that's a win. Lakeside Evans, that's a win. They're gonna rip off three straight wins, Bradwell, Lakeside Evans, and Effingham. I think they get all three of those games, which will then take them to another bye week. And then Brunswick, I don't think they get that game. I think Brunswick continues their dominance in the city championship game, although, you know, quarterback situation at Brunswick, a little bit of an unknown. We'll see. And then I think they finish the season strong, winning the last three games against Greenbrier, South Effingham, and Grovetown, which brings them to 6-4. Now, look, if they can win one of those three games to start the year, one of those three games, Calvary Day, Camden, or Savannah Christian, if they can win one of those, I think that they are a shoe-in to get into the playoffs, because that puts them at 7-3. That's pretty strong. And then also, you cannot ever in any situation in the city championship game between Brunswick High and Glenn Academy say that one team is, no matter how much better the other team is and then whoever it is they're playing, in that game, all bets are off. Everything that you think you know about those teams goes out the window. As evidenced last year in that city championship game where Glenn was walking the dog on Brunswick. Brunswick was a heavy favorite. And Glenn had the game in hand, a late fumble in that game. And then all of a sudden, the floodgates opened for Brunswick. And they came all the way back from like three touchdowns down in the fourth quarter, something like that, to win the football game. You just don't know. So best case for Glenn, best case, I've got them 8-2. And that's if they get one of those games, those first three, and then beat Brunswick, 8-2. Worst case, 5-5. They drop all of those games and then maybe drop to Effingham or, you know, one of those Augusta schools they shouldn't lose to. Which, remember now, this Glenn Academy team did lose to Bradwell last year, which was kind of out of nowhere. Nobody expected that. And so worst case, 5-5. Best case, 8-2. And I'm picking them to go 6-4. And I think that'll be good enough to get them into the playoffs. I think.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Stomach Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Glenn Academy Red Terriers recently released their 2026 football schedule. The Terriers will scrimmage Pierce County on August the 14th at Glenn County Stadium and then open the season at home on August the 20th against Calvary Day. The Terriers will also host Savannah Christian, Bradwell Institute, Effingham, and Grovetown. Glenn will take to the road against Camden, Lakeside, Brunswick, Greenbrier, and South Effingham. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. Football season is here and we are going long at Jessup Furniture. Living room suites, dining room suites, patio furniture, luxury furniture at outlet prices, all the brands you like, Universal, Hooker, Ashley, and more. Jessup Furniture, over 50 years of helping people just like you. 651 Scranton Road in Brunswick, just down from Old Times, 912-267-1897, and look for daily deals on both Facebook and Instagram.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
We touched on the Glenn Academy Red Terriers 2026 football schedule. Wayne also released their schedule. I'm going to jump into that I think I'm going to hold off on that until next segment because I do want to talk a little bit about Brunswick High unveiling their brand new head coach, Byron Slack, earlier in the week. They did it a very fancy press conference. That's kind of how Glenn County now does things with Steve Waters as the athletic director. And, of course, he's been there for, I don't know, a decade and a half, whatever it's been. Very well done. And, you know, I had a chance. Of course, I was there. For those folks that may not know, I live on St. Simon's. And so, you know, I'm kind of in the area. So when there's a press conference for one of the high schools, since it's kind of what I do, that's in the area, I'm probably going to be there. And so I got a chance to talk with Byron Slack a little bit. I came away pretty impressed with the guy. You know, I had no expectations going in. I knew I would have a conversation with him at some point during the evening, and so eventually that happened. And, you know, I was very impressed with him. A couple of the things that he said, we talked about the brawl between Brunswick and Gainesville, and a very interesting perspective that he has. He told me, he was like, you know, we're going to own it, we're going to accept it, and we're going to move on. However, it's going to give us the opportunity where a lot of people statewide, regionally, and maybe even nationwide are going to be watching our program. So it gives us the opportunity to really step to the forefront and show what this program is and or can be. So that was something that really struck me, was the perspective on, you know, this bad thing happened and we're going to use it and turn it into a positive because we know that we're going to be in the limelight and we know there are going to be extra eyeballs on the program and we're going to use that to our advantage. So I thought that was really interesting, as long as it goes well, right? As long as it goes well. Byron Slack is stepping into a situation where the quarterback situation is kind of up in the air. There is an incumbent coming in. Not a lot known about the kid that's stepping in. I've seen him play a couple of times at spring practice and things like that, mop-up duty. They're going to, you know, Grant Moore's moving on. Grant Moore is, you know, prolific. Well, he was a prolific passer. He's going to go down in history as one of the all-time great football players at Brunswick High. So it's going to be tough for anybody to step into those shoes and fill them. It's going to be tough for Brunswick, regardless of who's playing quarterback, to feel like that you're not taking a step back at quarterback because of how good Grant Moore was. So there are those dynamics. Now, again, like I said with Glenn, Brunswick, of course, is in that same region, so it's a weak region. And, you know, they have not finalized their 2026 schedule. They're still working on it. So we will see about that. Also, one of the things that Byron Slack said to me that caught my attention, he talked a lot in our conversation about accountability amongst the coaches and the kids, and how he thoroughly believed in that, and that was something that he wanted to bring a little bit more discipline, not just to the kids, but to the coaching staff too. So I found that really interesting. And look, Byron Slack is a defensive coach. He's got a reputation of being a defensive coach, not just a defensive coach, but a really good one. So it's no secret, if you follow high school football, especially in the southeast Georgia area near the coast, and you keep up with all of those teams, the Camdens and the Waynes and Richmond Hill and all of those groups, Brunswick included. Since Sean Pender took that job over however many years ago, and then he transitioned on, Garrett Grady steps in, those were two very offensive-minded coaches. And those offenses, since Pender to Grady were there, the offenses were really, really good. Now, the thing that has plagued Brunswick, in my opinion, is, I don't want to call it defensive toughness because that's not right. That's not accurate. It's not that Brunswick isn't tough defensively, but there have been times with some accountability, some responsibility, poor decisions on the field. And then also, for whatever reason, and I've never been able to put a finger on this, but for a very long time, even before Pender got to Brunswick, there were some issues and have been for a long period of time of Brunswick stopping the run between the tackles. year in, year out, that has been the Achilles heel of the Pirates' defense, the inability consistently to stop the run between the tackles. It has been a huge problem, and it has reared its head when Brunswick gets in those games in the playoffs against really good football teams, or they're playing a good football team in the regular season, like a Pierce from a few years ago, like Camden, like they often do. Those things, that particular problem seems to always rear its head in big games particularly. I think that's about to stop. I think Brunswick's going to get really good between the tackles, and I think Brunswick's going to be really good moving forward about stopping the run. And as time goes by with Byron Slack, I think there's only going to get better. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Golden Isles Collision Center, Jessup Furniture Outlet, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82, off of I-95, exit 29, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. I really felt good about Byron Slack being the Brunswick High head football coach after my chat with him. And look, I've got no dog in the race. I love high school football. I want everybody to win. I want everybody to be good. I don't root against anybody. I want the best for every coach, every kid, every program, everybody that's involved in high school athletics. I want them to succeed. I want them to be good at whatever it is they do. And so, you know, I'm not rooting against anybody, but I really got a good vibe from Byron Slack. Remains to be seen. It remains to be seen. I will tell you this. I've got a pretty good feel for these things. When, and I'll example it with this. I got a good feel for Byron Slack. I already had known Sean Pender before he got to Brunswick when he was winning at Pierce. He and I became friends then, and I knew he was a good football coach. I knew he was going to win at Brunswick. When Brunswick hired Larry Harold, I automatically said to myself, in my first conversation with the guy, I was like, and if you're not familiar with Brunswick High and Larry Harold, maybe the worst hire Brunswick High has ever made. He was there for 2 years. He inherited a program from Victor Floyd that was like 7-3 and a playoff team the year before, and he took that 7-3 team with 11 Division I athletes, mind you, on the roster, 11 Division I kids on that roster coming off of a 7-3 season, and he turned it into a 3-7 campaign the year after in his first year as coach. The next year he went 5-5, lost to Bradwell, and the Glynn County Athletic Department decided to move on from Larry Harold, which led to Sean Pender. So when I had that first initial conversation with Larry Harold, I was like, I don't know about this guy. It didn't seem like, to me, it felt like he was in over his head. And that proved to be the case. Didn't get that feel for Byron Slack the other night when we chatted. I felt like he knows what he's doing. And I loved how he commanded the room the entire night. Commanded the room. No matter the temperature outside, the AC guys can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. Your exclusive Trane dealer and Trane comfort specialists. High quality work, trained professionals, top-notch local service. Give the professional hometown folks at the AC guys a call, 912-638-5778, or check them out online at theacguysinc.net. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC Guys.
Welcome to Adobo Queens Restaurant, Brunswick's first and only authentic Filipino restaurant. Lumpia, pancit, and of course adobo chicken and pork. Take the short drive over and come on in. 6110 Altama Avenue, Suite 115, right next door to Kia. Or call ahead and order 912-456-3119. Or order online at adobo queens menu FY.com. brunswickbistro.com. Takeout or dine-in available for lunch or dinner. Brunswick's newest sensation, Adobo Queens.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and his family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors. 2928 Norwich Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Friday, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
All of us at Cunningham Jewelers thank you for a wonderful 2025 and wish each of you a terrific 2026 filled with laughter and joy. It has been our pleasure to serve you and help you find that perfect gift for each and every occasion. Speaking of which, Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and we have some great ideas to make it a very special one. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available? Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.
I love the punk rock bands. That brings back childhood stuff, right? It's funny to me, though. I will say this. It's funny to me, like, the bands like Offspring, Green Day, Everclear, like, those bands that are a part of my teenage childhood. It's funny to still see them now. I'm 45-year-old grown man, and these guys are still dressing like they're 16 years old. So it's... To me, it's a little comical. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Golden Isles Collision Center, Jessup Furniture Outlet, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Football season is here, and we are going long at Jessup Furniture Outlet. Living room suits, dining room suits, patio furniture, luxury furniture at outlet prices. All the brands you like. Universal, Hooker, Ashley, and more. Jessup Furniture Outlet, over 50 years of helping people just like you. 651 Scranton Road in Brunswick, 912-267-1897, and look for daily deals on both Facebook and Instagram. All right, so now I want to delve into the Wayne County schedule. Let's do that. So Wayne is going to open on the road. Of course, a brand new region for the Wayne County Yellow Jackets, Academy of Richmond County, Evans, Jenkins, Groves, Benedictine, Ware, Statesboro, and of course, Wayne County. That is the region. I look at that region and automatically I'm like, all right, so that is a very good region. The top of that region is top heavy. Ware, Benedictine, and Jenkins. You feel like all three of those teams are going to make the playoffs in some order. One, two, three. Don't know the order. Don't know who wins what. But you feel like that those three teams are a cinch to make the playoffs. And then with the power rankings, you know, you just don't know what's going to happen beyond that. I feel like... And I guess I'll get into it in a minute. I feel like the last game of the season for the Wayne County Yellow Jackets is going to be a huge game. I think it's going to determine whether or not they make the playoffs, if I'm being honest with you. And I think it goes both ways for the team they're playing, too. Anyway, I'm getting ahead of myself. On August the 21st, Wayne will open at JC Stadium against Liberty County. On August the 28th, they hit the road, and these are non-region. Their first three are non-region. So at home against Liberty County, and then they hit the road against Bradwell Institute. They will then head over to Baxley to play that big-time rivalry game against Appling. And then on September 11th, they get a bye. September 18th, region play commences. Academy of Richmond County. They have that game at JC Stadium. September the 25th, they go to Augusta to play Evans. October the 2nd, they're at home against Jenkins. October the 9th, at home against Groves. October 16th, they get a bye. October the 23rd, they return to the field, and they go to Benedictine. October the 30th, they're at home against the Ware County Gators. And then November 6th, that game that I told you I think is going to have a lot riding on it, the Statesboro Blue Devils. And that game is at Womack in Statesboro. Best case for Wayne County in this situation, I think there is a potential for them to go 7-3. I think there's potential for them to go 7-3. Worst case scenario for them is 4-6. And I'm going to pick them to go 5-5. I'm going to pick them to go 5-5, and then, you know, whatever happens with the playoff seedings with the new power rankings. If they get in, it will be by the skin of their teeth if they do what I think they're going to do, which is 5-5, and they may very well miss the playoffs again. If that comes to fruition, if Wayne County goes 5-5, they're coming off of a 1-9 dreadful year. So 5-5's got to feel like a huge step forward for the Wayne County Yellow Jackets, and I think that's realistic. It's got to feel like it would feel like a huge step forward as far as getting the Yellow Jackets back to where the fan base feels like they deserve to be. So, you know, 5-5, hell, even if they go 4-6, you know, I think you got to feel good about that too. 1-9 to 4-6, you're improving by 3 games, so you feel good about that as well. So this is the way I think things are going to go for them. August the 21st, they're at home against Liberty County. I think they get the W there. They'll open the brand new Scott Roberts era, the head coach that just took that job not very long ago, left Swainsboro after he had been there a while. He is now the new Wayne County head coach. I think things get off on the right foot with him. I think they beat Liberty County at home. August the 28th, they'll, like I said, they head over to Bradwell. That's another W. So I think Wayne starts the year off on the right foot, 2-0 to start the season. And then they'll head to Baxley. I don't think they go to Baxley and win. I think Appling gets that game. So that'll knock them to 2-1. And then they get Academy of Richmond County. I think they'll get that, 3-1. They go to Augusta to play Evans, 4-1. That's another W. And then they'll be at home against Jenkins. That's one of those better teams that I was talking about at the beginning of the segment. I don't think they get that. So give them the loss to Jenkins. That's 4-2. They will remain at home against Groves. I think they get that one. That's 5-2. And then they'll go to Benedictine, no shot. They got no shot to win that game. 5-3. They'll be at home against Ware. I mean, maybe a shot against Ware because they're at home, but realistically, it's a slim shot. I don't think they get that one either. I think Ware wins the game, 5-4. And then, like I said, November the 6th, they close things out on the road at Statesboro against the Blue Devils. And I don't think they go to Womack and win that game either. And I think that'll be a great game. I absolutely think that's a fantastic game. So I think they will lose their last three to finish 5-5. So at some point when they hit the bye on October the 16th, they will be looking at a 5-2 football team, I believe. And then I think they will lose to Benedictine, they'll lose to Ware, and they'll lose to Statesboro to close the season. And I think that's how they end. So again, right, does 5-5 get them in the playoffs? Maybe. If it does, again, it's by the skin of their teeth. And, you know, like I said, there's potential to go 7-3. That Appling County game, you can't ever rule them out. That's a big-time rivalry. Anything goes. Lots of weird things happen in that football game. It's not out of the realm of possibility that Wayne goes to Baxley and win. Maybe they get that game. The Jenkins game, I mean, there's a slim chance. Maybe. I don't give them much of a chance to win that game. They're not going to beat Benedictine on the road. I don't think they beat Ware at home. And so you come to the Statesboro game. I really do feel like that game's almost coin flip it. It's a 50-50 game. I'm picking Statesboro to win the game because the game's being played in Statesboro. If they played the game in Jessup, I'd pick Wayne County. So I feel like that's a coin flip game. So if you give them, you know, I'm picking 5-5. So if you give them the Appling game and you give them the Statesboro game, 7-3. You know, and I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility. Again, that is not unrealistic for Wayne County to go to Baxley and beat Appling, and it's not unrealistic for Wayne County to go to Statesboro and beat the Blue Devils. These are very real possibilities. I'm not just pulling stuff out of left air on glimmer and hope here. Worst case, 4-6, you know, if they maybe they drop the game to Liberty, they lose to Evans, which, you know, again, Evans is not bad. A little bit of a down year for Evans. I don't even want to say Evans is middle of the road. Maybe they're just a tier below middle of the road. They're not terrible, a tier below middle of the road. That's what we want to do with Evans. So that's the dynamic for the Wayne County Yellow Jackets. Best case 7-3, worst 4-6. I am going to pick the Wayne County Yellow Jackets to go 5-5, and I think there's a real possibility they go 6-4. That Statesboro game is going to determine a lot for both of those schools.
The new year is upon us. Gentlemen's and Lady Outfitters has you covered with the best selection of men's and women's apparel. Johnny O, Duckhead, AFCO, On Running, and your exclusive dealer of Back 70 for men and women. Need a suit or tuxedo for a spring wedding or event? They have you covered. Second generation, locally owned. And your destination for apparel and shoes since 1994. In the Harris Teeter Shopping Center, Gentlemen's and Lady Outfitters, keeping you and your family in style.
The friendly staff at Golnoss Pharmacy would like to invite you to their new second location off of exit 29, just down from Winn-Dixie. Golden Isles Pharmacy accepts most insurances, offers online transfers, free delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, average in-store wait times of under 5 minutes, and a convenient drive-through at both locations. Whether it's our Altama location or Exit 29, Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. 912-266-8140 or 912-400-2929. Golden Isles Pharmacy. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call 912-265-8674 and find us on Facebook.
Hey, sports fans, in case you missed it, Max Barbecue now has two locations to serve you. Max's new location, right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, has all of the same favorites you'll find out at the Sterling location across from Jane Macon Light, Monday through Saturday. Both locations open for lunch, and come on over for dinner at the Sterling location. Max Barbecue. Give them a like on Facebook.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And now joining us, Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. Dr. Sasser, appreciate having you.
Hey, great to be here, Jason.
Hey, let's talk some Braves baseball. So a little bit of a blow that happened, that was announced, I guess, at the end of December. Remember now, the Braves in the offseason, they brought in Suarez from San Diego. They re-signed Iglesias. Dylan Dodd's going to be back. So, you know, it looks like the bullpen was going to be in good shape. And then there was that ace that you had in your back pocket with Joe Jimenez, who missed all of 2025. The expectation was he was going to be back in 2026, another high leverage arm in the bullpen.
That might be up in the air, Dr. Sasser. So let's just walk our folks through it, get them caught up where we are. So Jimenez had surgery at the end of 2024 to repair cartilage in his knee. The thought process was that he would probably be back at the end of the 2025 season. Well, that didn't happen, suffered a couple of setbacks. And now at the end of December, he has had another knee surgery, and they're deeming that cleaning it up. They had to go and clean it up. So now they're saying they're not sure when he's going to be back for 2026, if at all. So let's rewind this, Dr. Sasser. Let me get your opinion. First question, they did the surgery to repair knee cartilage. Tell me what that means.
You know, and I don't have the operative report in front of me, which I wish I did, because that would tell me what cartilage in the knee they actually repaired. There's a lot of cartilages in the knee. When we talk about meniscus tears, which are those little C-shaped bushings that sit on the shin bone inside the knee between the tibia and the femur, that's a type of cartilage. And then you have the cartilage that covers the bony surface itself. That's a type of cartilage. So the fact that they said they repaired cartilage, was it a meniscus tear that they repaired? Or was it like a little piece of cartilage that got knocked off the end of the bone that they had to go in and repair? Sometimes you clean up. Sometimes you harvest a little cartilage from someplace else and put that in there. So it's hard to know. It really is hard to know. But I would say it was one of those two issues. And then they take a long time to heal. And I guess the question is why? The reason is it has a very poor blood supply. So you have to keep them non-weight bearing for a long time. You got to rehab them for a long time. And then you start getting them back into sports type activities. And I guess he failed that.
So he had the surgery at the end of 2024. And so, like we said, the thought process was maybe by the end of 2025. And then you just said, obviously, you know, he didn't do that. What type, how long of a prognosis should this, how long should this take for to heal?
Right. I mean, it normally, if it was a meniscus tear, it normally takes about, it can take, especially with what he does, it can take 6 to 9 months to heal.
Okay.
If he whacked some cartilage off the bone itself, knocked some, and they do a cartilage repair on the bone, that can take 12 to 18 months.
Oh.
And the problem with those is you have to kind of wait and see. You have to give it that length of time. And then if you start having problems again, then you get a repeat MRI and see if the repair didn't, you know, take effect.
So to that note, they have now announced at the end of December 2025, just a few weeks ago, they had to go in again and clean it up,
right,
quote unquote. So going in and cleaning it up from a doctor's perspective, talk to me about that.
Well, that probably means that the repair didn't hold. And so either the meniscus repair didn't hold or the other cartilage repair didn't hold. And so they just go in, kind of get a shaver and just kind of clean things up and smooth things down.
You say this so nonchalantly. Right.
It's not, they're little instruments in the scope, but basically, you know, when you're young, anytime like a high school athlete, that has one of these issues, or a college athlete, or, you know, professional baseball player, the tissue is there for a reason. The cartilage is there for a reason. And so we want to give it the best chance to heal. But if it doesn't, you don't try again. It's not going to heal. It didn't have a great blood supply. Sometimes there's other little things that you can do. But if they said they need to clean it up, it means the repair didn't work. And so they're just going to kind of take out what they did, smooth the bone or the cartilage down a little bit to give him the best chance to get back.
Again, joining us, Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System.
So now they're saying, we don't know when he's going to be back. So with what you just said, that the initial repair didn't work, so now they're just going in and cleaning stuff up. What does that mean for him moving forward?
Right. Well, it basically means we're going to see what it does. So they clean it up, which the good news is about cleaning it up is he doesn't have to remain, you know, non-weight-bearing and all those things. And so as the swelling goes down, he gets his range of motion, he can get into rehab sooner than later and just see how he does. But again, if his knee is beat up enough, the prognosis might not be as good.
Let me ask you about that. So you've been doing this, you've been a doctor a long time, and you know, at the highest level too. When you do a surgery like this and then it doesn't work and you got to go in and clean things up, how often do you see that athlete return?
Probably only about 50% of the time.
Yikes.
And remember, you know, just a real quick note, remember when they talk about, we've talked about Tommy John surgery. Now, if you read the papers about Tommy John surgery and they talk about the success of Tommy John surgery, which is the surgery of the elbow for pitchers, a successful Tommy John surgery is if they get back pitching in the major league, but only for one game. Everything else is gravy. So a successful Tommy John surgery is pitching in one game, and even done performed by the best surgeon, 25% of the time they never reach that level again, and 50% of the time they only pitch a few games and never get back. So my point is that's such a high level, for him to get back to 100% could be very difficult.
Dr. Sasser, I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And then not to mention that they just had the shortstop, Haesung Kim, go down with a tendon tear. So the injury bug does not appear to be letting up on the Atlanta Braves. And it, of course, decimated them in 2025. And it looks like 2026 with the bad news about Jimenez. And then, of course, now with the news about Kim missing 4 to 5 months of the beginning of the year, you know, the hits just keep on coming for the Atlanta Braves.
It is that time of year again, time for fall and football fun. It is also time to give your friends at Air Adjusters a call for your fall service. Don't get left out in the cold. Score a touchdown and make the two-point conversion good today with your neighbors at Air Adjusters. Call 912-264-9747 to schedule or check us out online, airadjusters.com. And of course, let's go Dawgs. License number CN208489.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
This football season, make sure you catch every heart-pounding snap at Mullet Bay on St. Simons Island, 512 Ocean Boulevard, just down from the Pier Village, where you can find live pregame music all football season long. Dine in or take out, lunch and dinner. Wild Georgia shrimp, fresh flounder, fresh salmon, fresh oysters. Check out Mullet Bay's new look and new menu. Call 912-634-9977, mulletbayrestaurant.com, and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Live pregame music all football season long at Mullet Bay.
Trying to find great family fun but don't know where to look? Here is your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600. TGIStrikeZone.com.
The friendly staff at Golnaz Pharmacy would like to invite you to their new second location off of exit 29, just down from Winn-Dixie. Golnaz Pharmacy accepts most insurances, offers online transfers, free delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, average in-store wait times of under 5 minutes, and a convenient drive-through at both locations. Whether it's our Altama location or exit 29, Golnaz Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. 912-266-8140 or 912-400-2929. Golden Isles Pharmacy.
Well, we knew that probably Indiana was going to win the national championship, and they did. And, you know, Miami, you know, they played valiantly. They played great for the most part, and, you know, just wasn't enough. The third straight national championship for the Big Ten Conference, and not only is it the third national championship, but the SEC has not even been in the championship game since we expanded these playoffs, and, of course, right there the year before. So, you know, and I'm not going to sit here and beat a dead horse. I don't want to go down the rabbit hole with the SEC play. There's a great story on the SouthernSportsEdition.com, I believe by Michael Spears, about the fall of the SEC, at least as it stands now. The Big Ten looks to be pretty dominant. It looks to be the best conference in the country. And, you know, I still contend that the Big Ten, their elite teams are probably better the last several years than the elite teams from all the other conferences. And I don't think that there's too much arguing that. Proof's in the pudding. They have three straight national championships. So Indiana wins it. And, you know, it's a great story, Hollywood story, all this stuff. I really want to talk about Carson Beck in that game and just how poorly he played. That throw at the end of the game, to not recognize, and maybe he did, right? Because it was cover two, and they motioned to try to give themselves a chance to look at the coverage, and it was obvious it was cover two. And so typically quarterbacks don't make that throw into cover two down the sideline because you got a safety over the top and the defensive back trailing the play. So, you know, it was a boneheaded throw if he knew they were in cover two. Maybe he was, you know, maybe he was confused. I don't know. But he didn't play well, and I think he really hurt his stock, and I think there are a lot of questions now that Georgia fans have kind of been talking about for a very long time pertaining to Carson Beck's character. I think that there were some things that kind of came out through his course of his tenure at Miami, some personal stuff in his relationship with the girlfriend that he had at Miami. Remember, he kind of transferred there because she was there, and that relationship no longer exists. And then after the football game, he rushes off the field. I won't say rushes, but he leaves the field without congratulating anybody. I mean, the game was over, and he just comes off the field. He didn't congratulate anybody from Indiana, the players, the staff, nobody. Just went straight to the locker room, which was kind of a bad look. You know, poor play. He didn't have the monster year that I think he wanted to have at Miami. He had a good year. Not a monster year, you know, and there are folks talking about he's going to be anywhere from the second quarterback taken to the fourth quarterback taken. I've been a defender of this guy, avid defender, and I don't know. So, you know, I guess we'll find out what happens in the NFL draft with him. Really quick, Andrew Jones into the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame. Alberto Menendez, the backup to his brother Mendoza at Indiana. He will leave Indiana. He's going to transfer to Georgia Tech and play there. Patriots at Broncos in the NFL playoffs. The Broncos are 4.5-point dogs at home. They lost Bo Nix, broken ankle. He's done for the remainder of Denver's playoff run. The Patriots are 4.5-point favorites. Over-under, it's 42.5. I'd probably take the under with no Bo Nix. Rams at Seahawks. The Seahawks are at home. Typically, right, home field's worth 3 points. They're not getting the 3 points. The Seahawks are favored by 2.5. So Vegas doesn't even trust them to give them the full 3 points for home field advantage, which tells me maybe you should put money on the Rams straight up. The over-under in that game is 46.5. Again, Seahawks are 2.5-point favorites. You got to feel horrible for Josh Allen the way he went out. He played awful and very uncharacteristically turned the ball over a lot. And you feel for the guy. So I'm going to say Patriots and Rams. Patriots and Rams in the Super Bowl. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Golden Isles Collision Center, Jessup Furniture Outlet, and by the Southern Sports Edition. .com. Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state, Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, and anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for me, the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football, coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com, Friday Night Lights, and Sweet Tea. We got to everything. And I had to touch on stuff. I wanted to go a little bit more in depth on some things, but I'm just happy that we got to everything. Hallelujah.
On the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Stomach Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Glenn Academy Red Terriers recently released their 2026 football schedule. The Terriers will scrimmage Pierce County on August the 14th at Glenn County Stadium and then open the season at home on August the 20th against Calvary Day. The Terriers will also host Savannah Christian, Bradwell Institute, Effingham, and Grovetown. Glenn will take to the road against Camden, Lakeside, Brunswick, Greenbrier, and South Effingham. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Football season is here and we are going long at Jessup Furniture. Living room suites, dining room suites, patio furniture, luxury furniture at outlet prices, all the brands you like, Universal, Hooker, Ashley, and more. Jessup Furniture, over 50 years of helping people just like you. 651 Scranton Road in Brunswick, just down from Old Times. 912-267-1897 and look for daily deals on both Facebook and Instagram.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and Sweet Tea.